Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends. Appreciate you joining us today for the podcast. This, of course, is Kurt Skelly, and I'm here with my daughter, Hannah. And we have just enjoyed the whole extended story of Jericho and Ai. And if you're joining us for the first time, first of all, I would say go back and listen to some previous episodes so that you can get into the flow of it. But if you just happen to be joining us, the people of God have suffered a defeat at the relatively small city of Ai after a huge victory at Jericho. And we've just learned that it's because there's sin in the camp. Achan has taken the accursed thing. Now, Joshua doesn't know yet that it's Achan. You know, Joshua knows that somebody has taken something, and God has said, now deal with that. Now, I wonder, you know, Hannah, and you know, we talked a little bit just a minute ago before the podcast, but I'm just kind of thinking out loud right now. You know, God could have told Joshua, hey, Joshua, it's Achan. Go knock on his door. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you think he didn't?
I think that God does, and he does give us many, many chances. And I believe even though Achan still had a chance to go to Joshua and admit what he did, you know, however much time had already passed since, you know, going into Jericho, but God wanted to give him further chances to be able to repent, to truly repent of his sins.
Yeah, I really, truly believe that that's it. You know, because God could have just said, Joshua, they're sent in the camp, it's Achan, you know, go deal with that. But he wanted there to be a process of discovery, because in that, and as you just said, in that process of discovery, Achan was going to have opportunities to proactively repent. And even up until this point, I think that's the point you just brought out, up until now, you know, Achan, I wonder if Achan felt a little compunction of guilt when Ai was not defeated, when they lost. I wonder if in his heart of hearts he thought,
Is that because of me?
Is that because of me? I wonder even if Achan was one of the 2,000 or 3,000 that went.
Yeah, that's true. I never really thought about that.
I wonder if he felt guilt about the 36 men.
Or if he knew them personally.
And he had to have known them.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, or at least knew of them. But yeah, I wonder. I wonder if he felt guilt about these men died because of me. But at any rate, the Bible says in verse 13, up, sanctify the people. So God is specifically saying to Joshua, okay, the people need, it's time not to look out, it's time to look in. Sanctify, set apart, make holy. Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. So do some soul searching. I mean, that alone should be a conviction point for Achan. So think about getting the message from the leader. Okay, everybody, get your heart right with God. Everybody get prepared. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. There it is.
I'd say it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but there's the offer. There's the offer. Okay, Israel, let me tell you what's going on. We can't go forward because we have an accursed thing, and God's not going to bless till we take care of it. I mean, there's Achan's opportunity to say, it's me. It's me. You're right. I'm the guy. Here it is. Forgive me. I plead mercy. So here's at least the very first opportunity when he gets the message, but there's no Achan. He doesn't show up. So the Bible says, in the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. It shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. So God told them the process. He told them, I'm going to start from the big, the tribe. I'm going to go to the families. I'm going to go to family units, big family units, and then like cousins and everybody, then to the actual household, and then to the men in that household. So God said, listen, I'm going to stay at this thing until I find the exact individual. So here's Achan's second opportunity to say, I'm going to be found out. This is going to happen. God's word always comes true. And so, wow, why not just get ahead of it? And whoso confesseth his sins shall have mercy. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I think it's Proverbs 27:13, but whatever the reference is, what a great scripture to apply to this. So in verse 15, and God's going to judge that person. He's going to die. So what does Joshua do? Joshua rose up early in the morning. He brought Israel by their tribes. And so then the tribe of Judah is selected. And now you've got to be thinking, if you're Achan, oops, I'm of the tribe of Judah. We learned that last podcast. So now 11/12 of the people have been exempted. They're not guilty. The guilty person is in the tribe of Judah. Now, if I'm Achan, I'm like, okay, any hopes of hiding?
It's already gone.
It's gone. So why not now? I didn't repent the first time. I didn't repent the second time. But God's given me a third opportunity. I just need to do this right now. But he doesn't. And then in verse 17, they brought the family of Judah, the families of Judah. They took the family of the Zarahites and brought the family of the Zarahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. So now, remember, the Lord told us back in verse 1 of chapter 6 or chapter 7, he told us what the family's name was, and this is
his family, yeah.
This is his family.
Getting closer and closer.
Right, it's like narrowing in, and I'm sure the guilt is mounting, but Achan, why not just get right? Why not just deal with it? This is like a train smash that's going to happen, and he's just not seeing it, or he is seeing it, but not doing anything about it. And it continues to narrow down, and finally, verse 19, Joshua said to Achan. So now it is. Now he has foregone every opportunity to repent until finally he gets caught. And how often, Hannah, in life do we not fess up until we get caught?
And then at that point, is it repentance? Is it true repentance? I mean, he could have been sorry. We don't know his heart, but I mean.
And I think he probably was, but you never really know, do you? Mm-hmm. If when somebody gets caught, are you sorry because you got caught? There's one way to remove all that, and that is to volunteer the information before you get caught. Then you know that there's sincerity. Then you know there's repentance. But you know, he gets caught. It's like Judas kind of got caught, if you will, and he was remorseful, but was there any real sincerity there? I don't think so. And you
builds
find
all that distrust.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So verse 19, Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel. Because we give God glory even in confession. Make confession unto him. Tell me now, what hast thou done? Hide it not from me. And so now that Achan is caught, he confesses. And his confession is so instructive. Now I'm going to read it to you, Hannah, and then tell me if this does not sound like something that was written 2 days ago. Okay, because Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I've sinned against the Lord God of Israel. Thus and thus have I done. So I'm going to tell you the whole story. I'm going to spill my guts. So here's what he says. So listen, verse 21. When I saw the spoils of a goodly Babylonish garment, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. So think about the verbs. I tell people when they study the Bible, pay attention to the verbs.
Yep.
So think about the verbs. I saw, I coveted, I took, I hid. Is that not the cycle of sin? I saw, so there's the enticement. I coveted, so he didn't have to. We can't always control what we see in life. You know, David saw Bathsheba. That wasn't necessarily wrong that he saw her, but what do you do with what you see? You know, it's not so much that first look as it is that second look, right?
Yeah. What do you take further action upon it?
That's right. What do you do with it? Do you turn your head? Okay. Joseph was propositioned. So in that sense, he saw, you know, he was propositioned. He was tempted, but he didn't covet. He ran. He didn't try to figure it out. He didn't trust his emotions. So I saw, I coveted, I took. That's when sin is acted upon. So sin begins where? In the heart. There's the covetousness. And then he acted upon it by taking. And then what happens when we sin? We
hide it.
We hide it. Why? Because there's an immediate guilt. So I've got to hide it.
Proof that it's wrong.
The fact that we're hiding it is in itself an indicator that we know that's self-condemning, isn't it? Okay. So can you think of other instances in the Bible where this same pattern unfolded? Because it really is the pattern of sin.
To bring it up again, David and Bathsheba, he tried to cover it up by having Uriah come back. He wanted Uriah to go with Bathsheba, and Uriah wouldn't do it. So then he had Uriah killed. Uriah didn't do a thing.
Right, so he saw.
Completely innocent.
He coveted.
Yep.
In that case, lusted.
Same pattern.
Yeah. Coveted another man's wife. And then he took, and then he hid. Okay, how about this one? Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
They saw. They wanted. Oh, this will make me wise. Make me be like God. You know, it's good. It looks like it's going to taste great. They took. And they
hid from God.
And how often do we do the same thing? You know, and hiding simply exacerbates and perpetuates the sin. It doesn't get us right. It's that fig leaf hiding among the stuff stage that does nothing to help us.
How can I do it again? You know, how could I ever think that I could hide from God? You know, when you think about it, sometimes it's like,
right.
He knows everything.
It's like a little kid playing hide and seek with his parents.
Hiding in the most obvious spot.
Right. Hiding behind that curtain, and the curtain's moving, and they're giggling. That's right. I mean, how ridiculous that is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it all ends badly. So not only does Achan pay for his sin, but his whole family is implicated. Yeah. And you say, well, you know, that's not fair. No, it's not fair. But we have to understand that our sin always affects other people. Mm-hmm. There are always going to be innocent people that suffer because of our bad choices. So how much more important is it for me today? And here's our takeaway, listeners. Our takeaway is, what is it? What's in the camp of your life? You might think it's just small, but deal with it. Because hiding it is not going to bring prosperity. And ultimately, it's going to hurt you and the people that you love. God bless you, my friends, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.